Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria is starting the week with a maximum of 31 degrees, Joburg 29 and Rustenburg up to 34.
Leanca McLean, thank you very much for your message about the traffic lights being out there in the Cradlestone area. Please treat them as four-way stops. Katlejo says there's heavy traffic on Roger Dyson, about a 10-minute delay there. And then I had a look earlier, there's an hour's delay on Transoranje going south between Bremer and Van der Hoff, if I'm not mistaken. An hour's delay.
In your sport, the Spa Proteas remain unbeaten at the Vitality Nations Cup after beating England last night. And could Willy Leroux be staying at the Bulls beyond this season?
We start in Washington, where South Africa is now the target of US President Donald Trump. He is warning that he will cut off all future funding for South Africa, pending an investigation by his administration into the newly signed Off Expropriation Act. Trump wrote on his Truth Social platform last night that in his eyes, the aim of the new act is to confiscate land and I quote, to treat certain classes of people very badly. Ramaphosa signed the bill last month that stipulates the government may, in certain circumstances, expropriate land without any compensation if it's in public interest. Mangalisa Khumalo has more.
Writing on his Truth Social platform, Trump wrote he plans on cutting off all future funding to South Africa until a full investigation of this situation has been completed. He added that his administration will make a determination based on the findings of the investigation. Later, in a briefing with journalists, Trump said South Africa's leadership is doing some, what he calls, terrible and horrible things. Trump has surrounded himself with powerful Silicon Valley figures who come of age in apartheid Southern Africa, like David Sacks, his newly appointed artificial intelligence and cryptocurrency czar, who co-founded PayPal alongside with South African-born Elon Musk. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
The rand has since weakened to over the 19 rand mark to the dollar, now trading at 19 rand 2 cents. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Back in South Africa, in Gauteng, it's been revealed that only 5% of the spaza shops in the province owned by foreigners adhere to regulation.
We just need to have continuous information sharing and teaching them that it's actually good to register and it will also help your business. And it also helps us as government when we plan to know who is trading and where they're trading and what are they selling.
Gauteng MEC for Finance and Economic Development, Lebogang Mahele, told the media yesterday that most of the applications received so far, that's before the deadline of 28 February, were denied because it contained the wrong information or, in some cases, even fraudulent documents. More about that on our news blog. To the Grammys in Los Angeles, where pop superstar Chappell Roan made the most of her acceptance speech this morning. The 26-year-old won the Grammy for Best New Artist, capping a year in which she went from struggling artist to music's its goal.
I got signed as a minor, and when I got dropped, I had zero job experience under my belt, and like most people, I had a difficult time finding a job in the pandemic and could not afford health insurance. Record labels need to treat their artists as valuable employees with a livable wage and health insurance and protection. Labels, we got you, but do you got us?
And Justine Beyoncé won her first ever Album of the Year Grammy, finally taking home the coveted prize for her sweeping country review, Cowboy Carter. I'm Gerda de Souza, net by die hoofnuus die uur. Amerikaanse president Trump waarskei dat sy regering befondsing aan Suid-Afrika gaan sny oor die ondertekening van die wet op grondonteiening.
Ou Chappell Roan. That's what her record label is calling her now. No, it's all valid points. People always try and, I think, overcomplicate the whole record industry. It's sometimes so garishly simple that it's hard to get your head around.
Yeah,
have a hit and you'll be good. And it doesn't land well. But there's no way, I think, that record labels are ever going to